Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday on Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Last week against the Atlanta Falcons, the Jaguars offense had a lot of opportunities that were lost. If you don't take advantage of those opportunities this week, you might have a hard time keeping up. Let me show you some of those opportunities they need to take advantage of. A second and 10 play with the ball game tied up. A fumbled exchange. Football 101, basic, simple stuff. This has to be mistake-free. Time in, time out, play in, play out. Whether it's an exchange or whether it's a snap. Can't have this. Same situation on the next drive. It's a second and one, and Denard Robinson loses control of the ball, and the ball bounces around everywhere, and you end up putting your offense in a bind, creating a third and 14 situation. Much like the last play, you backed your offense up and made it a tough third down situation. So once you clean up the early downs, then you take advantage of the plays that are there. This is the wheel route against the Falcons. Look at Julius Thomas on the inside, on the right side of the formation. It's a wheel route, out and up. Blake Bortles needs to make this play happen. But one thing that might help, look at the pocket closing in on him. Protection has to be better. The offensive line, not their best game last week. And then your last opportunity. Opportunity at a game-winning drive. Allen Hurns in the seam. He's got separation. Blake Bortles needs to make this throw. The offense was off against the Atlanta Falcons. You got to make those plays because this week you got the New Orleans Saints. And this is the league rankings book. Looking at the New Orleans Saints offense, top five in multiple categories, passing offense, and looking at their scoring a game, over 25 points a game. Their defense, though, is giving up over 30 points a game. So offensively, you're going to need to keep pace and take advantage of those opportunities. Now, last week, I got to jump back into the film to show one guy. An absolute stud performance by Paul Posluszny. 1 week after having hand surgery. The type of stuff legends are made of. Let me show you. The interception. Jared Odorick gets a piece of the ball. It's up in the air. And with a club, Paul Posluszny makes the play. Nicely done, Paul. Running down Devontae Freeman. Very fast back, but Paul Posluszny, have a club? No problem. Bringing down a running back, another big time play. Pressuring the quarterback. There's Posluszny, lined up over the center. Makes a little swim move in the face of Matt Ryan, forcing the incompletion. Paul Posluszny had a marvelous game. I was talking to Paul after the game and wanted to see how his hand came out. Well, I got a look at it. We'll talk about two scars going down the top of your hand about that with stitches in it. Frankenstein hand. To be able to play through that and play as well as he did, big time in my mind.